Given that they blitz more than anybody in the NFL, which we saw back in Week 16, what are some things you sort of prepare for this week in terms of that you don't see on Saturday?
Well, you got to do a little extra film study. You know, like you said, they do extra blitzing, and you know, it's an uncommon opponent. Obviously, we just played them, but back then it was an uncommon opponent. So you got to do a little more film study. You know, you change your protections a little bit. You know, typically you might be on a certain protection, always going to a certain guy. Well, we might have to, you know, make more adjustments, and that's something we're going to have to do. And to be able to do that, we're going to have to play with good tempo. You know, it's tough to communicate on the road. It always takes a little bit longer to communicate, so we have to play extremely fast so we can get that communication done.
Can you talk about a little bit about the tempo and especially establishing the run game? We know you like that 30-run benchmark. Can you stick it to it?
Okay. Tempo for sure. You know, to be able to be successful with that tempo, you know, we have to be getting positive yards, you know, especially on first down, and then we got to be able to convert third down. So the tempo doesn't work when you have an incomplete pass on first down or if you have a negative run. You know, it's just natural. I mean, if you're getting positive yards, everybody's moving forward, everybody's moving that way. If you got guys running back from 15 yards routes, you know, it just takes a little bit longer. So if you can move forward and keep getting yards, then you're going to be able to use that tempo to your advantage. And you got to convert, you know, that first third down to be able to use that tempo. And as for the run thing, I think that, you know, if we're successful early in the game running the ball, you know, then our play caller is going to get back to it. You know, we got to execute early in the game. And I just think when we end up with whatever number of runs, if we're successful running the ball, you know, we're usually successful in the game.
Josh, you've been at this game a long time. Does it help? Is it in your favor that you're coming off a game going into this game where they've been sitting and watching? And just by the way, when you've been in this game?
I mean, you can argue either point. You know, I'm a guy that gets rusty pretty quick, so, you know, I don't like a whole lot of time off, but, you know, I'm also a guy that's beat up, so, you know, having the time off helps your body. So, I mean, you can argue either point, really.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, Calais Campbell, what makes him a good player?
Well, he's a giant. You know, he's a freak of nature, you know, kind of like Julius. I mean, he's like 6'8", and, you know, 290 pounds, so that's obviously his, you know, the biggest thing about him and that helps him is just sheer size. But, you know, he knows how to use it. He knows how to use his length and, you know, along with that length and strength, he's quick as well. So, and he's been doing it a long time. You know, I think he's in his eighth year now. And so he knows what he's doing. So I mean, he's just a total package.
When you guys look at that first meeting,
and he's pretty good looking too.
When you guys look at that first game, and I know the injuries and stuff, but as a collective offense, you look at it and think, we're a lot better than this. You know.
Well, I mean, anytime you turn the ball over that many times, you know, you're confident that you're better than that. I mean, you know, if you take away turnovers in that game, it's probably a lot different game. I mean, that's the name of the game in the NFL is the turnovers, you know, winning the turnover battle. But, I mean, we were the people that turned the ball over. That's who we were. That's who we were that day. So, you know, we just got to be better than that, obviously.
Hey, Josh, you and Dave have obviously played a lot of football right next to each other. You almost went 3 full years without missing a starter. You guys had a point chemistry-wise where he can just be inserted and you guys can pick up where he left off? Or
yeah.
Is there a feeling out process after missing the better part of a month?
No, I mean, I think we get right in there and get right back to where we were. You know, it takes a couple of days with someone that you haven't played next to kind of, you know, get your lingo down and get your communication down. And then it takes probably, you know, a week or two to get just the feeling, you know, where your feet are and stuff like that. I'm speaking with somebody that you haven't been with. So, you know, with a guy that you played next to for a long time, it doesn't take nearly that time. So, I mean, it's, you know, you kind of get right in there and get back to normal.